Hello and welcome to episode 20. Yeah, to episode 20. Hold on. I always forget to check my mic settings before I start. We're looking good. Welcome to episode 20. 20, you guys. Oh my God, how exciting is this? Let's just take like one quick moment to reminisce over the past 20 episodes. This has been crazy. It started off as some little passion project that I wanted to start just for myself, just to keep myself busy, give me something, you know, to work on outside of my 9-to-5. And it has made me so happy to be able to talk about all the things that I'm so obsessed with on a regular basis and meet people because of it, bond with the people that I'm already friends with because of it, and have a chance to spread my content online just for funsies. And I think it's been going very well. Of course, you know, the process of building... Pete, babe, what are we doing? The process of building up a podcast is a very slow one, especially like building on YouTube. It's very slow. But honestly, I don't even look at the numbers half the time, and I just do it just to have fun. And if something comes of it, then something comes of it. And so far, it has done its job, and I've had a really fun time doing it and filming it and recording it and editing it and making my silly little thumbnails and making my silly little TikToks. And it's just been so fun. And so to all of my friends, especially to all of you who have been listening since episode one, putting it on while you're walking your dog, putting it on your drive to work in the morning, I want to say thank you and I love you and thank you for supporting me in my silly little journey. I appreciate you. And yeah, it's just been so much fun. We've talked about YouTube, we've talked about Minecraft, we've had Sister Abby on, we've talked about One Direction, we've talked about 5 Seconds of Summer, freaking Broadway, Minecraft. We've talked about everything under the sun. And yeah, we expanded to YouTube. I have had viral videos on TikTok. Like, it's been a whole thing, and I'm so happy to be doing this for you guys. And yeah. So anyways, 20 freaking episodes, that's crazy. Let's make it to 50. And unfortunately, I don't have anything like super exciting planned for today to celebrate 20 episodes, because if you haven't noticed, I am getting over an illness. I had the plague, and I feel like I sound congested. I don't know if you guys are going to notice a difference, but like I notice it. So if you notice it too, that's why. I got hit with the plague on Wednesday. I'm not even joking. Okay, y'all know when you wake up and it almost feels like there's a frog in your throat and you're like, oh shit, a sore throat is coming and I'm getting sick. Well, that's what happened. I woke up and I found it a little bit hard to swallow. And it just felt like there was something in there, right? And it wasn't painful yet, but it was like getting there. And I didn't really think much of it. And then all of a sudden, I'm at work and my sinuses were on fire. Like, it was all like in my forehead, nose, this area was like, it felt like it was going to implode. Like, I thought my skull was going to implode on itself. And I had a headache, and it was crazy, okay? So then I started getting a stuffy nose, and I'm not even kidding. I get home, and I get into bed, and I start shivering. Bitch, I had a fever. And it was all in the span of like 8 hours. So I'm like, okay, I'm dying, actually. I have the freaking, what is it called? The bird flu. I'm gonna die today. And so, and so the next day, Thursday, was just as bad. And then I got home, worked remotely for the afternoon. I shut my laptop at 5 o'clock. And by 5:05, I was out and I slept for like 2 hours. It was crazy. So yeah, if we're sounding a little bit congested, that's why. And if, like, I did have, like, an exciting theme set aside for episode 20, we're going to move that to next week because I really just want to be feeling my best for it. And I feel like with, like, a congested voice and stuff, I can't be fully, what's the word? Expressive with my tone and stuff just because I get all, it's just a whole thing, okay? So, yeah. So we'll do an we'll do an exciting episode 21, okay? 21, that's what we'll do, thank you. And so, that's that. So, a little bit of a life update. A little bit of a life update. You guys. Okay, you guys. I talked to you guys 2 weeks ago, the week before Bestie Karina was on, which, by the way, I love that episode, and I hope you guys love it too. I told you guys 2 weeks ago that I had exciting news that I couldn't share with you. And technically, I still can't share it with you. But I'm going to give you as much as I can possibly say. Okay, so there was an audition that I spoke about on the pod that I absolutely butchered. I did horrible at it. Let's just say I ended up getting a call. And that's all I'm going to tell you until it's been released so that I can actually talk about it. That is all I'll say. You know, it's so exciting. I got a call. And that's all I'm going to say. Guys, don't make me say more. Don't make me say anything else. Okay? Thank you so much. And that is that. So just stay tuned, please. I'm hoping sooner than later they're going to release it so that I can actually speak about it. But yeah, just hang in there. Thank you so much. Other life updates. What else? New York is in 2 weeks. I think so. Yeah, 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks away from New York. I'm very excited. It's anyways, I'm so excited. Y'all know all about that already. Still working my way through Onyx Storm. I know that last week I said that Karina had inspired me to get into it again, which I was feeling very inspired to get into it again. I have not touched it. I have not touched it. And my coworker keeps telling me, she's like, girl, you are so much stronger than I am. Like, I could not put that shit down. And usually, like, for Fourth Wing, that's exactly how I was. Bitch, I finished that in less than a week. I was, had it in my hands every second that I could have it in my hands. But I don't know if it's a mixture of just like having reader's block where I'm just not motivated to read, or if it's because it's Onyx Storm and I don't want the story to be over. I know it's technically not over, like I think there's a fourth book in the works, but like I don't want it to be done right now. I feel like it's a mixture of those two things, okay? So I have not picked it up again. Don't yell at me. Actually, you know what? Yell at me. It might give me the little push that I need to pick it up. Okay? Anyways, and that's that. So we're sick. We haven't read Onyx Storm, and that's that. I honestly can't think of anything else that's relevant that I can tell you. And yeah, we're just going to move right on ahead. So we're going to get into our April music trends a little bit. And now that I know, oh my God, I don't even remember what episode it was, but my little Apple Music like replay is consistently updated. Like, it's not like I have to wait a week after the month is done and then the data is there. Like, bitch, it's updated like every 6 hours or some shit like that. So now that I know that, I have my information ready for my April music trends, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So, oh my gosh. So my number one song I remember was Fight For Me from Heathers, which it was to prepare for an audition, okay? That's the reason why it was so high. So I probably played through it like freaking 48 million times. Other than that, I'm not even kidding, you guys. Okay, so the next thing that was in my April music trends, like my top 10 songs, it was Hamilton, and I'm gonna tell you why. Please, I know, you guys. First of all, Leslie Odom Jr. is back on Broadway Hamilton, so I was kind of in my Hamilton era for a second there, and I drove home to Sarnia for Easter, okay? So for the drive back, it's about 2.5 hours, which is the perfect allotted time to listen to Hamilton front to back, which I haven't done in so long. And because Hamilton is so freaking long. It became like my number one listened to album of April because it's so long. So I was in the car. I listened to the whole thing start to finish. I sang every single part, covered every single role. Yeah, I did. And bitch, I don't care. Hamilton is good. It is really good, and I'm tired of pretending like it's not. As if I ever pretended that it's not. Anyways, so other than that, so it was freaking Broadway again dominating my music trends. The other thing that filled up the rest of my April, like, top 10, was Joe Keery's music. Joe, if you will. Which, bitch, I never even knew it was just pronounced as Joe. I thought it was, like, D-Jo or some shit like that. I'm so stupid. So, the rest of my top 10 are filled with various Joe songs. Because, you guys, on Tuesday that just passed, I went with Bessie Grace and her friend, and we went to see Joe at History in Toronto. How much fun is that? Okay? And so, naturally, every time that a concert is approaching, I will go onto setlist.fm or whatever the fuck the website is called. I'll go into setlist.fm. I will search up whatever artist it is, and I will go to their most recent performed date, and I will put all the whole set list in order into an Apple Music playlist, okay? And then I always put it off until, like, 3 days before the show. So 3 days before the Joe concert, I was listening to the set list start to finish every second that I could, because I had to prepare, okay? And yes, I have heard a little bit of Joe's music, but a lot I was unfamiliar with. And I said, I am not rolling up to this concert unfamiliar with the set list. It's not happening. We're going to be educating ourselves today, okay? Because there was a lot of diehard Joe fans there that night. I said, I have to live up to the fans, okay? Thank you. And let me tell you, the new album, The Crux, that's what it is, right? That's the newest one. If I'm not, please don't cover me. I really am sorry, okay? Bitch, his music is so good. It is so good, and it's not something that I would necessarily, like, go out of my way to listen to, like, but it's good. It's, like, very quirky. Some of it's very quirky, but I love it. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not even gonna explain it to you. You guys get it. Okay, you're just gonna, it's fine. Thank you so much. His music is good. My favorite song off of the new album is Basic Being Basic. I love it. Basic Being Basic. It's so good, okay? Some other honorable mentions that I can think of is it Fool or The Fool? I think it's The Fool. That one's really good. Runner is good. Gloom is good. I know that's not from The Crux, but just in general, songs that I enjoyed. Basic Being Basic, of course. The new song Potions. What did they put in that song? It is so good. Sorry, I apparently can't think of anything. I should have jotted this shit down. But here I am, unprepared as per usual. Anyways, the concert was incredible. Freaking Bestie Grace was an MVP. She got in line at like 2 p.m. while I was in the office. I tried to get out as early as I could. It did not work out. It was a very busy day. And so I didn't get there until like 6 freaking o'clock. So Bestie got one of the best spots in line. So when we got in, after like the VIPs got in, we were like the 8th row from the stage, so very close, especially for my brand new iPhone 16 Pro Max camera to be able to zoom in to get some nice content, which I did. Thank you. It was so good, you guys. And the opener, Post Animal, which I had not familiarized myself with before, like I knew they were the opener, but I hadn't went out of my way to listen to their stuff, and I should have, because they were so much fun. And they said they're coming back in November, somewhere on Dundas. Bitch, I think I'm gonna go. Very small venue. It's gonna be a very intimate show. I think I'm gonna go, because they were just good vibes. It was good vibes. They're very energetic. It was like a mix between indie and like kind of rock. It was very good. And I had a lot of fun watching them. And the lead guy was so cute. He was so cute. And so, you know how it's become a thing, instead of signs, people will pull up their Snapchat and it'll just be like a black screen with like something big written on the screen so you can hold it up, which I love, by the way. I've done multiple times. So this one girl did that to this little like guitarist slash singer for Post Animal. And it said, "Ho, is you Kyle Mooney?" And he laughed at it. He's like, yeah, because he looks like Kyle Mooney from SNL. Thank you. He was also giving me Andy Samberg vibes a little bit. Very cute. Very cute boy. And so it was a very good show. And they actually brought out Joe Keery to sing their last couple of songs together. And they performed longer than I have ever seen any opening act perform. Usually they're about 30 minutes. So usually it's like 8 o'clock, the opener will come on until 8:30, and then from 8:30 to 9 it'll be a break, and then the headliner will be on at 9 or like something rough like that. But girl, let me tell you, they came on at 8, they didn't get off stage until like 8:50, and then Joe was on at like 9:12 or something like that. I don't know why I remember that. Please don't question me. Anyways, so they performed so long, performed with Joe, so high energy. It was so much fun. And then Mr. Joe Keery comes out, which, by the way, Hyperfixation Unlocked. Yeah. Okay, I had my Stranger Things obsession, of course. Everybody had their Stranger Things obsession. That just is what it was, okay? Especially when freaking Joseph Quinn came on. Chrissy, wake up. I don't like this. Chrissy, wake up. Hey, hello, gotta wake up, Chrissy, I don't like this, Chrissy, wake up. Why did that kind of E a little bit? Anyways, so yeah, everybody had their Stranger Things obsession, of course they did, Hyperfixation, of course they did, but I feel like when an actor or like when somebody famous is known for one thing, that are so famous for one thing, and they kind of break off and do something else, I always put in an effort to like separate those two. So I feel like there was probably a good chunk of people that went to the concert because he was Steve Harrington in Stranger Things, but I really wanted to make an effort to like separate the two. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm sure he doesn't want people going just because he was Steve Harrington, but to go because they like the music, right? So, mentally, I was, like, really making the distinction there. And so, of course, it's Steve Harrington on the stage. It's Steve the Harrington on the stage. Of course it is. And, yes, I had a little bit of a moment because of it, because it's freaking Joe Keery. And I love a slutty little man that dances on stage. I love a slutty man that can sing. And he goes on, and he goes up there in his slutty little outfits with that slutty little waist. How dare a man have a slutty little waist, first of all? How dare you? And he's so cute, and he's so fun to watch, and he can sing, and his music is really good. And he has a song called Charlie's Garden. One more day in Charlie's Garden. I feel like that ate, and then I'm gonna listen to that back and it's gonna like crack my screen. Everybody's screen just like cracks down the middle. That is so funny. Anyways, so it was really good. And then at the end of the show, they brought Post Animal back on, and guess who else that he brought on the stage? Motherfucking Finn Wolfhard came on the stage at the end for the last song. Are you kidding me? Finn Wolfhard? Yeah, slay. And let me tell you, there was literally a part of the show where Joe literally said, "Finn, like, get out here," or whatever he said. I didn't hear that, okay? And this, it was for Flash Mountain or something like that. I think that's what it's called, Flash Mountain, which is a very loud and chaotic song, okay? So there was so many things, there were so many people on the stage, so many sounds, everybody was freaking out and jumping and singing and screaming and clapping and hooting and hollering and dancing, okay? So I didn't hear the part where he said Finn. So I see all of these boys coming out. I'm like, oh my god, Post Animal's back out. Yas, that's so great. And so there was this boy running around with a megaphone, and I was like, no, is that, no, there he goes again, is that, no, like, for probably 5 minutes straight, I was like, no, that's not, no, that's not him, no, and it was, yes, it was him. I don't know what it was. Like, I was pretty close. Like, I could see his face. But for some reason, it wasn't registering to me that it was Finn Wolfhard. I don't know why. Okay? Maybe because he's a little older now. Like, he's grown into his face. I'm like, that's not Finn Wolfhard. No, it's not. So, that was really hilarious. And he was running around with a freaking megaphone. Dancing around with Joe Keery. It was so much fun. Okay? And so, I had convinced myself that that was not Finn Wolfhard. Right? So, we leave the show. Me and Grace head back to my car, which, by the way, the parking lot for History is a joke, and there's only one way out of this massive parking lot, so we're stuck there for, like, an hour, and so we were talking about the show after, and Grace was like, yeah, that was so cool, I can't believe you brought out Finn Wolfhard, and I was like, so it was Finn Wolfhard, I was about to say I knew it, but I obviously did not. I was like, it is Finn Wolfhard. She was like, yeah! I'm like, girl, I don't know what was wrong with me. I did not think that was Finn Wolfhard, okay? I don't know. Again, don't ask. So that was so much fun. And I literally have videos of him that I then went back to watch while we were waiting to get out of the freaking parking lot. And I was like, okay, yeah. Yeah, I see it now. Yeah. So that was really super fun. Toronto low-key won the whole tour because of that. Because Finn Wolfhard is Canadian, so he probably... I don't know if he lives in Toronto or has a place in Toronto, but I'm sure it's a city that he frequents every so often. So I fear that we won. I fear that we did win that. And so, very good show. It was definitely, I would say it's in my top 10 shows for sure. Because it was just such high energy. It was so much fun. And yeah. And I feel like Joe fans are a very specific genre of person. And so they were all queer girls that were under the height of 5'4". So I had a perfect view. I was like, thank God the short girls are here tonight because I could see perfectly. And I'm 5'5". I'm not much taller, but it was like I had nobody tall in front of me. It was perfect. All the queer girls were at Joe that night and it was great. And I was wearing my freaking jorts. I was wearing my dad shorts. And a little flannel shirt and some cute little sunglasses. And it was the moment. Okay, thank you so much. And if you want to see clips of that show, go on my TikTok. Because they're so much fun to watch. And the Zoom on my phone is really good. Okay, thank you so much. So anyways, that was that. I had a fabulous time. And now I'm going to be listening to Joe all the time. Freaking Basic Being Basic. Because it's good. Okay, thank you so much. Also, quick side note before I continue. I got a new tripod. For my phone, and I'm trying out some new angles, so I feel like every episode it's gonna look a little bit different until I land on something that I like. So if it's looking a little different, that's why. If you hate it, I don't want to know, just let me figure it out on my own. Thank you so much. And that's that. Thank you so much. Just wanted a quick little FYI. So other things to discuss. So it all kind of bleeds in together, everything that I want to talk about today, which I love it when that happens. So Joe Keery, Finn Wolfhard, Stranger Things. And of course, when Joseph Quinn, as I mentioned, was so huge on the show. When that happened, 2022, I think, Joseph Quinn was at Fan Expo Canada in Toronto that year. And I paid the $100 for an autograph. I did. And I met him, and he was the most lovely human being I've ever met in my life. I'm almost certain I've spoken about it before, so I won't get too much into it. And it is on the wall. I don't know if y'all can see it, though. It's really hidden. Damn it! Nick has it hidden by his stupid green goblin mask. Not that I think you guys can see it anyways, but I got his autograph, and he was the most lovely person I've ever met, ever. And which has me thinking about, like, other Fan Expo things. And it's so funny because tomorrow is May the 4th. So happy May the 4th if you celebrate. Happy Star Wars Day. Hope that you all will enjoy your Star Wars marathons if that's what y'all are doing tomorrow. And so there was a leak, a possible leak that Nick saw on the Fan Expo website. So I think what was happening is they were testing their like website for May the 4th announcements, and Ewan McGregor popped up and then they quickly took it down. So I think that tomorrow for May the 4th for Star Wars Day, I think they're going to freaking announce Ewan McGregor for it. And I really hope that they do. I love Ewan McGregor. Oh, I just love him. I think he's so darling and he's so cute. So that would be really awesome because it just has me thinking about like fan expo guests right now and like getting ready to plan like my outfits and things like that. And yeah, so Joseph Kun was so lovely. I would love to meet somebody else that's really cool and famous. So maybe it's going to be Ewan McGregor. And I really do hope that they announce Hayden Christensen again this year, because I don't remember if it was last year or the year before Hayden Christensen was there, and I didn't meet him, and I kind of regret not meeting him. Oh my god, I love him too. And let me tell you, there is a soft spot in my heart for Star Wars men, okay? And listen to me right now, 3 years ago, I would have never watched a Star Wars movie in my entire life. It wasn't until I started dating Nick that he's like, this is it. I'm sitting you down and we're watching the Star Wars movies. I said, fine. Oh my god, whatever. Ugh. And so I had to sit there watching. I just sit there and watch when we finally got to Revenge of the Sith. When we finally got to that movie, I had to sit there like, and pretend that it wasn't becoming my new hyperfixation right then and there. I was like, Hayden Christensen, I like him. Yeah, I had to like pretend like it wasn't consuming all my waking thoughts. And then Nick was like, I told you so. You like it, I told you so. And of course I would like it, because it's cute boys and science fiction in space. Like, I had a huge face for Guardians of the Galaxy. What would I not like about Star Wars? What would I not enjoy about Star Wars? Anyway, so that's a whole other story. So hoping that they announce some fun guests for May the 4th tomorrow, because that would be so awesome. And I would like to meet Ewan McGregor, but I heard that his prices are astronomical. But like, oh my god. And if they announce Hayden Christensen, imagine the photo op with the two of them. Oh my god, it would be like freaking $3 billion, but that would be so fun. Not that I'm paying for that. And so, yeah, so speaking of Fan Expo, so every Tuesday or something, I think they're announcing like a guest every week, except May the 4th is an exception because it's like freaking national holiday, so they're gonna announce stuff for that. But they've been announcing other like voice actors and other smaller celebrities every week, and two of which that they have announced already are y'all might know about a little show called Hazbin Hotel. Y'all might have heard of it. I've never seen it, and the people that I talk to have never seen it, but I hear that has like a cult like following. Like, it is huge, and maybe I should get into it, whatever. Okay, that's another story. I don't need another hyperfixation right now. I'm already fully loaded on hyperfixations. We need to put her on the shelf for now, thank you. My hair is like falling out of its clip, and I feel like I look like Kurt Cobain right now. What it is, we're gonna move on, thank you. So they announced some voice actors from Hazbin Hotel, and if you know, you probably know where I'm going with this, because it's been foreshadowing in the background ever since this episode started. So one of my other hyperfixations that has been resurfacing lately, which I have spoken about already, is Broadway. Okay, I will be a Broadway girl for the end of time, but I feel like the same as every other hyperfixation I have, it kind of has phases. Like how I mentioned that once I got into Fourth Wing, my Pedro Pascal era kind of took a back seat for a second, but now it's back as you would imagine as his movies are coming out. And the same is for Broadway. Like, right now on my drives home, well, not right now because I'm sick and I don't like to strain my voice when I'm sick. Girl, as if I'm a freaking professional singer, goodbye. So recently on my drives home, I've been putting on a Broadway playlist and just fucking belting out any tune that comes on my shuffle. And so I've been getting very much back into Broadway recently, especially with my listen through of Hamilton for the first time in a few years. And yeah, and it's just making me want to perform so bad, making me want to listen to all of my favorite musicals again. And so if you have seen Has Been Hotel, you guys would be familiar with Alex Brightman and Erica Henningsen, who are both in the show, who both were, oh my God, there's something in my eye. Guys, this is a disaster. Disaster the Musical. Ah! If you guys haven't listened to that, you should. It's really good. So with Erica Henningsen and Alex Brightman, who have both been announced to appear at Fan Expo this summer. And if y'all are unfamiliar, Alex Brightman was Beetlejuice in the original Broadway cast of Beetlejuice the Musical. And Erica Henningsen was Katie Heron. I know, Katie Heron. Was Katie Heron in the original Broadway cast of Mean Girls. Girl, and if you knew me in 2019, oh my God, I was obsessed with those two musicals. Literally obsessed. I knew every single word front to back, start to finish of the entire musicals. I could play every single role. I could recite every song to you. It was like actually unhealthy. It was so unhealthy. But again, it was COVID. Like, what else would I do? And so I would be sitting in my college dorm during my freshman year doing my makeup while listening to fucking Beetlejuice, the musical. Girl, go get a life. Go outside and do something. Thank you. So I was, as you can imagine, I was thrilled to see them added to the guest list. And yeah, I'm gonna go meet them. And yeah, I'm gonna go get an autograph, which is why I purchased this vinyl, because this vinyl is what I'm gonna take to go get signed by Erica Henningsen. I'm very excited. And it's so funny because I can only imagine the line for their little tables at Fan Expo, because Has Been Hotel is very popular for like cosplays and things, which I have seen before, even though I'm unfamiliar with the show, but I have seen the cosplays before. So I feel like everybody in their lines is gonna be like there for Has Been Hotel. They're gonna be in their freaking sick ass cosplays getting their cartoon like prints signed, and then there's gonna be me standing in line with my Mean Girls vinyl and my Beetlejuice the Musical vinyl, which I have tucked away somewhere else. Girl, that is so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. But yeah, of course, I'm gonna go and get them signed. And I'm so excited. And so I've been thinking about, like, how should I go and greet them? Should I be like... Could you imagine if... Oh my God. I'm sick. Please don't judge me. I got a dry patch in the throat. Hold on. So sorry about that. And y'all are only gonna know this if you guys know Mean Girls the Musical. Like, I'm thinking about how I should greet them when I get up to their table. And I could be like, when I was 5, I fell in love. It didn't last. Could you imagine if I just started reciting Stupid with Love from Mean Girls the Musical when I get up to Erica's table? Girl, please. And I've been thinking about, like, maybe I could do some sort of, like, Broadway cosplay for one of the days. But, like, girl, that is so cringy. I don't think I'm going to do that. But, yeah, it's just been making me giggle thinking about the fact that I'm going to be sitting there with my Broadway vinyls in a sea of Has Been Hotel fans. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be other people there because of their Broadway roles. But I wouldn't assume too many. So, yeah. And for other people that have already been announced, I actually don't really remember. And the problem is my freaking old 2018 rose gold MacBook Air is so slow that I don't know if I can pull up Google Chrome quick enough to be able to look at the guest list. Guys, can somebody just give me $3,000 so I can get a new MacBook, please? That'd be awesome. Anyways, like, whatever. Okay, so I know that, like, so far the headlining guests are Back to the Future. So it's going to be Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, which is actually really sick. And I have never been, like, a super big fan of Back to the Future. Nick is a huge fan of Back to the Future, so I think he's meeting both of them and has paid an ungodly amount of money for it, but I digress. Okay, I think she's loading now. So anyway, so they're both going to be there doing, like, photo ops together. I think that's really awesome. And again, like, I would have never been, like, a huge fan of Back to the Future, but when I was 12, I did have a crush on Marty McFly. Because who didn't have a crush on Marty McFly? Thank you. And so I have very fond memories of, like, watching that with my mom and stuff. Because in the first movie, there's that one part with Christopher Lloyd where, like, something starts on fire and he goes, and I just think that's really funny. Thank you. Okay, finally, we're, like, getting somewhere here. So I can pull up all guests. And we can see. So, yeah, Michael J. Fox. We've got Tom Welling from Smallville. I have no idea what that is. John Boyega from Star Wars. May the Fourth be with you. Daphne Keene, who was in Logan and Deadpool and Wolverine. We've got Jodie Whittaker from Doctor Who, which is really cool. That's pleasing my old Doctor Who obsessed heart from when I was 16, probably. Juliette Lewis, I think she's from Vacation. Tyler, I don't know who that is. And I don't know who that is, and I don't know who they are. And then Erica Henningsen, of course, Alex Brightman. There's also Blake Roman from Aspen Hotel. Don't know who that is. And anyways, that's that. So then there's a couple of other, like, anime guests and comic creators and stuff like that. But Fan Expo isn't until August. Like, there's a countdown here. It says 110 days. There's 104 days of summer vacation. The school comes along just to end it. Sorry. But I know for, like, a lot of the bigger guests, they do wait till a little bit closer. And again, they're announcing people, like, every week up until the event. So I think there is a good chance for some other cool people to be added. Hoping for Ewan McGregor. I think that would be really awesome. Hoping for Hayden Christensen again. Also, Hayden Christensen has, what, doesn't he have, like, a farm somewhere north in Ontario? Girl, I need to go find him. I need to go find him. That is everything. I love that. So, yeah, I've just been very Joe obsessed, very Broadway obsessed, very excited for Fan Expo as per usual. And I think we're also going to Niagara Falls Comic Con. I don't remember when that is, and I don't remember who's going. Let's just take a look. Niagara Falls Comic Con. And I do like that convention. I mean, we've done it once before and it was fun. I liked it. They had a massive table of gibbets. It was awesome. So yeah, I'm excited. Okay, so we've got Warwick Davis, who, girl, if you don't know who Warwick Davis is, go on Google. He's extremely famous from, like, Harry Potter and shit like that. And who else we got? I literally just had it. Okay, there we go. Robert Englund for my horror fans. Michael Rooker from Guardians of the Galaxy, which just seeing him from afar will be good for me, because, like I mentioned, I had a massive Guardians of the Galaxy freaking phase. Embarrassing. We've got, oh my god, yes, Ryder Strong and Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. Iconic. I think Topanga was supposed to be there and she canceled, I think, or maybe I'm wrong. I could be totally wrong. I don't know. But yeah, there's a good list of people here. The Pink Power Ranger. Sly. Man, yeah, I think Topanga was supposed to be there and Miss Girl canceled. So sad. Oh my god, Allison Court is gonna be there. That's so iconic. I love that. Yeah, the Niagara Falls one always brings in some cool. Yeah, freaking Danielle Fishel freaking postponed. What a bitch. Just kidding. I'm sorry. But yeah, the Niagara Falls Comic Con on the Canadian side always brings in a lot of cool guests because it's, like, right on the border. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that very much so. Okay, so that's about all that's going on for me this week. Obsessing over Joe Keery, obsessing over Broadway all the time, and very much looking forward to the last season of Stranger Things to come out, which is this summer. I don't remember. So yeah, looking forward to that. So next week, I have like a whole... I have like a whole plan of things to look forward to next week. Again, I wanted to do it next week. I want to save it for next week when I'm like sounding more normal. So we are going to be doing the ultimate personality test next week. Okay. So I don't know if y'all remember. a way back previous episode where I was doing personality quizzes on BuzzFeed to figure out which character I was in sitcoms. I did that. I had so much fun doing it, and I've always said that I want to do that again for something else. So what we're going to do, I don't know if y'all remember way back in like 2014 era, there was quizzes going around like, what district are you in for Hunger Games? Which cabin were you in for Percy Jackson? Which factor were you in for Divergent? What house are you in for Harry Potter? We're going to be doing the whole shebang. So you and me, we're going to go through it together. There's a couple of them that I already know of, but we're probably going to redo the quizzes anyways, just for funsies. And we're going to get our ultimate personality test. Freaking type A or B? No. What cabin are you in for Percy Jackson? That's the really important stuff here. What's your sign? Doesn't matter. Were you in freaking Divergent? Were you a Divergent or something? That's way more important. Freaking, anyways. So that's that. I'm very excited for that because that was like so reminiscent of like 2014 era for me. Like, especially when Maze Runner was out, when everybody was reading Hunger Games, when everybody was reading Divergent, when all that good shit was coming out. So we're going to be doing all of that. We're going to do the quizzes all together, and we're going to lay it out, and we're going to see what type of person I am, and then you guys can follow along with me. I'm going to have all of the quizzes linked in the description so that we can all do it together, and then you can share with me all of your results, and we're going to compare them, and yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great episode. And yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode. Thank you for bearing with me as I've been sick. And thank you so much for being here for 20 whole episodes. And one more thing I want to say. I was feeling very reminiscent about the podcast, and I was going back to re-listen to the very first episode. Bitch, I was talking so slow. I don't know what I wanted the vibe of the podcast to be back then, but it was very, like, I was talking really slow and talking about how One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer really shaped my 2013 year. It was very, like, mellow, and I feel like that has changed so significantly, but, like, whatever we've got going on right now, I like it. So we're gonna keep it up, okay? So anyways, thank you so much for coming, and I can't wait to fangirl with you guys next week. Look forward to next week's episode. Subscribe, like this video. If you're listening on whatever you're listening to, rate this podcast 5 stars. And yeah, love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.